today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Have you ever thought about writing a book, Jim?
Yeah, Patrick. I think one day I would like to publish something. How about you?
Well, I'm actually working on one of those books that delves into every song a band recorded, kind of like Craig Rosen did with his REM book.
Oh, cool. What band did you pick?
Not Genesis.
Okay, Patrick, I'm not going to run through the whole thing again for these episodes, but basically we have a number of listeners who have traveled great distance, reasons unknown, to hang out with us. And so we thought we'd take advantage of that and record some episodes with them. And so they're going to be 10-minute episodes. I'm even setting the timer right now. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And today's guest is Craig Rosen from Los Angeles. Hey, Craig.
Hey, guys. So awesome to be here. First of all, I want to take a moment to congratulate Jim and Patrick on their joint adult bar mitzvah. Today, you are men. Mazel tov.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Aunt Frida and Uncle Saul, real people, send their regards, but they're in the great beyond now.
Do I crush a glass at some point, or is that something different?
That's the wedding.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. We did that a long time
the
ago.
The bar mitzvah is just...
chair? People supposed to hoist me up on a chair? Is that?
I think that's the wedding, too.
Oh, okay.
The your brother smashing cake in your face, that's the bar mitzvah.
Okay.
At least that was mine. Yeah.
Sweet. Right.
Mine was just a swindle. I did it for the money and the presents. And the thing about in Hebrew school, I could be a badass punk because they were all nice Jewish boys, but... You know, in regular school, I couldn't get away with it. But that was the cool thing about Hebrew school. Could be all the tough guy.
So, did you have a certain topic, or are we just going to talk, or what do we want to do?
We could just talk. We could just riff. DJ got the ball rolling. I don't know. Should it be too on brand to start with REM, but should we?
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Patrick, you were saying, I thought you were around for the whole IRS years. I thought it was just the Warner Brothers years you jumped off the ship.
Yeah, no, I jumped off briefly and got back on really quick with Document. Yeah, I remember that. I guess I just, like I said, I had that foreboding feeling that something bigger and a whole lot more people were going to be let into my special secret band that I love so much. So
exactly. I mean, I had that feeling as well, but, you know, I liked them so much. I couldn't abandon them, and I continued to defend them. I even defended Around the Sun.
Wow. That took some doing.
To friends, yeah. But I think there's a lot of really great stuff in the Warner years. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody agrees with me or not, but, I mean, Up... is really, I think, is a fantastic record.
Didn't we do a whole episode on that one?
I think we did, with Noah Crane, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, I mean, you know, right on through Accelerate was really good. Mm-hmm. And Collapse Into Now, I thought was a, you know, sort of an unsung, you know, swan song, because it almost played kind of like a greatest hits record with new songs. Mm. They sort of referenced a lot of their previous work. And, you know, unfortunately, I think, you know, people should give that another listen. I think it's really great. And there's one song that was on the compilation, the Part Lies, Part Truth, Part Whatever. This one song, We All Go Back to Where We Belong. Does anybody know that song?
Mm-mm.
You could definitely check out that song. Okay. It's one of the most beautiful REM songs ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really, you know, it was a great sort of like, you know, as I was saying before, I mean, that was after Collapse Into Now. So that was, you know, one of the final things.
I will write our story in my mind, write about our dreams and triumphs. This might be my innocence lost. I can taste the ocean on your skin, but that is where that we
And, you know, I continue to be a fan of their solo stuff. I mean, I know some people don't, you know, Stipe can annoy them or whatever, but the, you know, they just released the, I don't know if you guys have heard the that Velvet Underground tribute that just came out.
No, I have not.
His version of Sunday Morning is just incredibly beautiful. Yeah. But that was put together by the late Hal Wilner.
Okay.
The guy, the producer. So, yeah.
Have you spent time talking to all of them?
I never.
Yeah, we should let the listeners know, okay, and the people here know that, you know, Craig, longtime music journalist, you wrote a book.
A very cool book that goes through each
about
song.
About R.E.M., yeah, right?
Yes, yes.
So stories behind each song.
R.E.M. Inside Out, yeah, right? Stories on each song. Yeah. Tell people some of the other things you've done.
Book-wise, I did the Billboard book of number one albums first, and then after that, I did that R.E.M. book. Yeah, I was lucky enough. I worked at Billboard, so the number one albums book, while I was there, I sort of had the itch to write a book, because I know there was a guy, Fred Bronson, who wrote the Chart Beat column while I was there, and he did the Billboard book of number one hits. So I just admired that book, and I was thinking, you know, what can I do? And initially, I think I wanted to do like, you know, the modern rock or album rock tracks, but then I realized those charts weren't that old, and it wasn't enough to fill out a book.
Yeah.
And then I, you know, hey, let's do albums. You know, I started it in the beginning of the rock era with Elvis Presley, and 56, and I think it runs through the Beatles Anthology 1 in 95, I believe. Yeah. And then from after that, I was, you know, I guess I had some energy and was ambitious. Came the R.E.M. book, which my friend Dave DiMartino, who hired me at Billboard and later hired me at Launch, which became Yahoo Music. And Dave is pretty well known from Cream. He worked on a Doors book, a Stories Behind the Songs book. He collaborated with this guy, Chuck Crisafulli, I think that's his name. And they put that out. I think Dave got hired at Entertainment Weekly, so he didn't have time to do the whole book. So he kind of passed the baton to Chuck, and they collaborated. And so this company, Carlton Books in the UK, you know, they were looking for somebody to do that R.E.M. book. And I jumped at it because I had, you know, one of my favorite bands, probably my favorite band, and I had interviewed them several times, and, you know, I thought I could do it.
Well, that gets us to where Patrick was starting. Like, you've interviewed all the members of R.E.M. and probably other big music stars in general, right?
Yeah, I've interviewed everyone from R.E.M. except for Bill Berry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's funny, the 25th anniversary of New Adventures is coming out, and when I interviewed them for that record, it was really kind of a cool thing. They were at the A&M soundstage in Hollywood, and I was working for Billboard at the time, so I got to go down there, and they were doing the video for Bittersweet Me. Mm. And, you know, I got to see them, you know, record that and everything, and then they had like a motorhome, you know, alongside the soundstage where they were hanging out, and I think I talked to Peter Buck and Mike Mills for that. And I did see Bill Berry, and, you know, that was after he had the aneurysm,
right,
and everything. And he looked at me like, you know, I had the plague or something. Like, the last thing he wanted to do was talk to some, you know, obnoxious music journalist asking him questions, you know. So, you know, unfortunately,
was
never got
difficult to interview. Was he reticent when you talked to him?
Or? I didn't talk to Stipe then.
Okay.
I did a couple phoners with him. And then for the second edition of the book, not that one, there's a second edition with the trio on the cover that I think goes up to Around the Sun. I asked them if, you know, if somebody was available so I could update the book. And Burtis Downs, their manager, he's a real nice guy. He said, you know, oh, Michael's going to be in town. So I got to interview Michael at the Chateau Marmont.
Wow, that's
you
a
know, famous Hollywood
place.
Haunt.
Yeah,
you know, I actually, you know, I went to his room, and he, you know, he said, do you want something? You know, he said, do you want a glass of wine or something? So I, you know, he ordered me a glass of wine from room service.
Wow.
And it was cool. I think I might have annoyed him a little bit. I remember him saying, back off a little
bit. Is that
right? Yeah, I can't remember the question, but, you know, back off a little bit, you know, but that's okay.
Or we're going to have to go down to the Graham Parsons room for me to answer that question.
Yeah, yeah, John Belushi's sweet.
Yeah. Well, Craig, I know you mentioned the number one albums book, but can you Can you tell me what was number one? 174, 1974. Can you tell me what the number one album is without looking?
Can you give me a date?
I probably can't. April 27th, 1974. The band is named after a city.
Oh, one of the Chicago records.
There you go. Chicago 7, unfortunately, folks. It was a bad week for the top five. Well, we had Chicago 7, John Denver's Greatest Hits at number two, the Sting soundtrack at number three, Band on the Run, and Tubular Bells.
What's on that Chicago 7? What are some of the songs on that?
Let's see. Prelude to Air, Devil's Street. Oh, is that the bell? Yeah. Took us a hard turn into Chicago.
Right. Yeah. Can I just add one thing?
Yeah.
To take us back, we began with the Bar Mitzvah. Chicago, I remember the Temple Youth Group slow dances to Chicago.
Nice.
And I will leave you all with that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Craig. All right, Craig Rosen, everyone, and I don't know where we go from there.
I don't either.
I don't know.
We've talked ourselves into a corner.
Here we will. We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Sunday morning, praise the dawning. I've got a restless feeling by my side. Just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all.
I did it for the money and the presents.